Now, we move forward to the 1960s and the turbulent life and loves of Jennifer, one of Jack and Peggy Archer's two daughters. Jack, Phil's brother, ran the Bull back then and couldn't have been a more different personality, though, in fact, because he had a drinking problem, Peggy was actually the licensee. Many years later, in 1993, she sold it to Sid Perks. Now the wheel has come full circle, as Jack and Peggy's other daughter, Lillian, is part owner. Back in 1967, the 21-year-old Jennifer's unplanned pregnancy, by a man she refused to name, scandalized the village. But her family loyally supported her and baby Adam. Jennifer moved away to Bristol, and a year or so later married Roger Travers Macy. They had a daughter, Deborah, born on Christmas Eve, 1970.
I want our Jennifer to be too original. I wanted to take a course in domestic science and take over the restaurant.
You'll be lucky.
You mean she will? Having a nice job like that waiting for her one day?
You'll be glad to know that after Jennifer's taken her advanced GCE, or whatever they call the next stage, she'll then go on to university and study to be a natural history teacher.
What?
That's it. I kid you not.
Where does she get that from?
Don't know.
University, indeed. Who does she think she is?
That'd shake the family rigid, eh? Jack and Peggy's daughter to university.
I give up. I really do. She's just the same as her father, our Jennifer.
And what's wrong with that?
Big ideas, illusions of grandeur, haulage fleets, universities.
Get on.
You build great big balloons full of hot air.
Then you're the pin that pricks them.